It was their first time together. Both just wanted someone to play with, share hot, lusty nights with now and again. He was used to being used for whatever his ex wanted. He found a certain comfort in that type of exchange that was strangely compelling. It had ended badly with his ex. She couldn't manage to find a little humanity inside her when he most needed it, so he walked away. Now here was this lovely, long-legged force of nature who had him blindfolded, handcuffed to the bed, and was whipping his ass to a rosy glow. He flinched as another stroke fell. Then he felt her separate his cheeks and touch the very tip of her tongue to his wrinkled flesh hidden there. She knew just where to find it. And when she flipped him over and fastened the handcuffs again, it was her finger that slipped inside his ass as her mouth devoured him. She wrapped her other hand firmly around his cock, keeping perfect time with her mouth. It felt like she'd become a part of him. The finger that stroked him on the inside was spot on. He felt his balls begin to tighten with an orgasm. She noticed too and paused. "Listen very carefully, okay?" Her hand continued stroking his shaft absent-mindedly as she locked eyes with him, demanding his attention with her words as well as her gaze. He nodded eagerly. "Now what?" he wondered. "I want you to come in my mouth. Do you understand?" His smile was big as he replied, "Yes, ma'am." Happy Masturbation Month, everyone. This story was a study in how things change when you go from one relationship to another, and what it's like trying to adjust yourself to the new person. And it's also a little bit of a study about how many women out there don't want guys to come in their mouth, and the ones that do, literally, like me, have to say, "Come in my mouth." Now, clearly, this is something that should be negotiated beforehand and talked about. In this fantasy story, though, no such luck. He was tied up and he knew not what was coming. Tune in tomorrow for another Masturbation May recording.